Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Happy Tuesday, Cleveland. We officially have word coming down from the Combine. Andrew Berry speaking today at 1 o'clock. We'll react to plenty of what he has to say. Cavs getting into action here coming up in about 30 minutes. We'll jump into that as well. It's Jake Volnick with you guys. Michael Bohm running the board as well. You heard her on the update. And Ruben Work behind the glass, Mackenzie Flume. I think to some degree we have to start Cavs because obviously they're going to be in action later on. We'll talk to them again and react when the game's over. We'll talk Browns in the meantime in between there. But I did want to start with the Cavs and the matchup that's on tonight. Because I heard Nick and JP talking about it and just their feelings towards a Cavs Magic sort of matchup that we're now into. And I mean, I heard both of the guys say that they weren't, they haven't really thought about the Magic since May. I just don't think I'm in the same boat as a Cavs fan and how much I care about this game. And listen, I'm not putting this in the Celtics stock. I'm not putting this even in the New York Knicks stock. I get that. The Magic are an okay team in the NBA right now. They have been very disappointing while also dealing with a lot of injuries. But yeah, it's somebody that I'm looking at and fearing right now as they sit at 29-30 in the Eastern Conference. But again, I think they've dealt with a lot of injuries this year. Paolo Banchero was out for a while. Franz Wagner's been in there, but they don't have Mo. Mo's been out. I think he's out for the season. They've dealt with injuries up and down, and they're now sort of to a point where they're healthy. And you, it's not that I fear them. I never really feared the Magic. I didn't fear the Magic last year in the first round of the playoffs. But I think as I go back and think about this team, and this team gets talked about, and we talk about their playoff chances and where they've been, the constant thing that comes up is I go, I think that the Cavs have a chance to beat the Celtics. I think I may even favor them in a series against the Celtics. And the one backlash to that conversation is even after a trade, well, I have to see it. They need to do something in order to prove it, because the lasting image in my head, or their heads, whoever's saying this, is the fact that they lost to Boston in 5 games while banged up, and they went 7 games with Orlando. Everybody wants to bring up the argument they went 7 games to Orlando, and then when a game like this comes up, it's like, oh yeah, we don't care about the Magic. Well, you cared about them when the series went the full length last year. That's something that we're continuing to point to with a new regime, a new coach, and it's not the biggest of deals. Again, I'm not putting it in the Celtics, I'm not putting it in the Knicks range even, types of games. But yeah, this is one where I think if you're the Cavs, even without Darius Garland tonight, you look at it and you go, no, I'd like the team to win this one. I would like them to make a statement. And we're not coming into this with a NBA playoff rematch in our head. But yeah, I think every time now you come across the Magic, at least for this year, it's sort of a, okay, let's prove we're not the team we were last year. So, yeah, it means a little bit to me. And you know that it means something to the Magic fans and to the players on the Magic and that team in general, because that's the team that eliminated you from the playoffs. And in direct relation, I think for that, the way that the Cavs have treated this entire season, really, is with a playoff atmosphere. And you're going into this one getting a playoff atmosphere back. That's the thing you haven't run into as the Cavs, is that while you try to bring intensity on a night-to-night basis, and you make the expectation that every night you go into it, you're playing the way that you would play in the playoffs. Or at least that's the sell that Kenny Atkinson gives us, and with the record sitting at 47-10, you believe it to be true. And the way that I see this team play, the way that I see Kenny Atkinson manage this team, it feels like they go out there and try to bring the most intensity possible on a nightly basis. I think tonight's a great night. You're on national television. The Magic are looking to make a statement. And if you're going to be looking to make a statement, again, that's intensity back. And if I can grab intensity and I can grab a playoff simulation, a game that that team is going to go the full length for, I'm taking it running with it, because I will take any opportunity to go up with a team that is a playoff team, that is a team that I could once again, by the way, meet in the first round of the playoffs and take that opportunity. And again, you know the Magic are doing it. There's no question. In fact, Wendell Carter, their big man, was talking before the game and had this to say about just how he is viewing this one.
Must win, you know, with everything that's at stake, you know, with us trying to get into the playoffs, with it being the Cleveland Cavaliers that we're playing, the level of basketball that they're playing right now, you know, statistically, you know, they're an NBA Finals team right now. It'll be a great test for us, you know, now we got, you know, most of our guys back, kind of everybody got kind of a rhythm going right now. I think it'll be a good one tonight, for sure. A must win.
And it is a must win for the Magic, right? Again, 29-30 sitting as the seventh seed. Every game to this point now in the season is a must win. You have to treat it that way. And for the Cavs, it's not, of course. This isn't a game that if we come out tonight and we come out flat and we drop it, that anyone's going up in arms. But again, I think you're taking a look at this game and treating it with a different mentality, not just because it's the Magic, not just because I want to prove a point, which is still true. But again, because as I go through and look at this with an opportunity to simulate a playoff-like atmosphere, that's what the Cavs need to do. You need to dig in and think about these moments and the different situations you can find yourself in. And when teams are willing to bring that, which is only going to happen on a handful of games in every season, really. I mean, playoff-like atmosphere is something that we can't really talk about for the majority of the games the Cavs have played. And again, not to the Cavs' detriment, not to their fault, but to the fault of the way that the NBA regular season is structured. You can pretty much put, I think, the Celtics games there. You can put the Thunder game there. And, of course, one of those are a game you lost against the Thunder. Two of those are a game you've lost against the Celtics. And I guess we're putting, what, the Grizzlies there from Sunday? That's what we're putting up there. The team mentioned it. You may want to say that you put the Knicks in that category too. I mean, the way that they play their guys 40 to 50 minutes a night, it feels like. If they go into overtime, you're in danger of risking what's going to be a five out front of your minutes played. That's pretty much playoff atmosphere. Probably not to the same level, but yeah, Celtics, Thunder, I think your game against the Grizzlies and now here against the Magic, it is really isolated incidents. It's not every game you walk into. I want to take that game and be able to just run through a simulation of my team without Darius Garland even. You can sit here and test out lineups in the playoffs and how they would work against a potential matchup in the first round, because if I see Orlando once again in the playoffs, I'm not going through this idea and this risk of going 6-7 games with them again. I'm taking every matchup with this team seriously down the stretch, because if I see them, I know I have to take care of business. I know that if I see Orlando this year, it's still going to be Franz Wagner. It's still going to be Paolo. Those are two guys who gave you a problem in a series last year, and I want to put that team out in four games. Five games is the bare maximum, right? That is as far as I'm willing to go if I'm playing the Orlando Magic. So I think you have to treat tonight like it's a game that you have to go out and get. 216-474-0092. The Cavs fans care about this one the same way that I think Magic fans do in a playoff rematch. In the very rare instance, let's go to the phones here and talk to Demos and Shaker. What's going on, Demos?
Hey, how you guys? How you doing? So here's the big difference between this year and last year, especially against Orlando. If you think about how the season ended last year, we even jockeyed for position, I think, to play Orlando right at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference is the Bickerstaff went into the playoff with like a 7-man rotation. Okay, that's not happening this year. It's clear that we're going like 8, 9, 10 guys, playing so much that we can enter the playoffs in a completely different frame of mind than how we did it last year. And like I said, we ground ourselves to a nub. Then we go against a plucky team with, you know, and then they beat us up enough that Boston just took care of us. I don't think Kenny Atkinson has that plan for us this year. So I don't think it's really valid to say, here's what happened last year. Now, I do want to punch both these Wagner brothers in the face because they're super unlikable. And so I hope tonight that we can really put them in their place. And that's what I'm looking forward to, because I think we're just a much better team. And Atkinson is coaching us for the playoffs, including winning tonight.
And I'm right there with you. And Demos, I appreciate the call. I'm there with you in the same instance of like, yeah, I mean, the Vogers make me angry. Yes. After last year, probably more than Franz, but both of them. I just think it's an opportunity to prove, right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
If I have players like Wendell Carter coming out and telling me that this is an opportunity, this is a must-win for them, they feel like they're in a spot right now where they're mostly healthy, and I have that opportunity where they're going to treat this as a game where they're going to go all out. They're going to bring everything that they have. then I'm treating it the same way. I want to go into that with the opportunity of, yes, they sort of taken away that narrative, right? We talked about this team being soft over the last couple of days between our show on Friday and our show yesterday. And just where this team stands and the idea that if people are going to consider them soft, then this is another opportunity to go out and sort of prove, if not to anybody else, because I don't know that anybody, even on national television, is looking at you as you play the, again, 29-30 Magic and going, oh, this is a real prove-it game, and if you come out and you dominate and you look tough in this one, then that takes away that narrative, but more so than a non-national game has, and I think against an opponent last year where it's almost a point to prove to yourself. It is a point to prove to your fans and yourself sitting in that room that this is not the same team from last year. This is a team who walks into a spot coached much differently, better, obviously, as we look at a 47-10 record. But you're coached better, you're coached differently, and you're in a spot to take care of business and not let these kinds of teams hang in. Not let these kinds of teams, as Demos put it, kind of beat you up when you're going up against the Celtics in a series. It allows you to attack this in a different way with a different mindset. Again, I'm taking every opportunity I can right now to treat everything as a playoff experience, because if you're the Cavs, you're trying to make a finals run and you're trying to do it with very limited playoff experience as a group overall, right? They talk about how dangerous and how much you truly need that, how much you need to go through the struggles in the NBA playoffs, because in some degree it is a almost war of attrition. And you have to have those losses under your belt to the point where you can then get the wins and rise up the ranks, and the Cavs have been steadily increasing. Yeah, I think this is an opportunity then to sort of take your chance at a playoff experience, take your chance at a playoff game within the regular season and say, okay, I might not get that opportunity. I might not get the chance to have that before this year, and I'm not going to risk not having enough experience as a team, as a unit, and with Kenny Atkinson as my head coach. If we can sort of simulate that throughout the regular season, then we put ourselves in a good opportunity. We put ourselves in a good spot right now today going into this year to almost fast-track us to a spot where we feel like we can then compete in an Eastern Conference Finals against Boston. 216-474-0092. Do Cavs fans, do you, the Cavs fan, care more about a rematch with the Magic than it seems to be letting on as well? I mean, have the Cavs, have they gone through the battles enough? Have they had enough playoff experience to actually be in a spot to win an NBA Finals? A lot more coming up. We have our quarterback big board. We had Jacoby Brissett to the list as well. A lot from Andrew Berry coming up later. Get a grip at 9 o'clock. We'll bring in McKenzie for You Gotta Pick One at 9:40. We'll react to the Cavs and a whole lot more. But right now, 216-474-0092. A Cavs rematch coming up with the Magic. Your thoughts on it and whether or not the Cavs have enough playoff experience to win an NBA Finals. It's Jake Falnick with you guys here on a Tuesday on Overtime on 92.3 The Fan. Jake Palmick with the guys here on The Fan, asking you at 216-474-0092 your thoughts and whether or not you care about a Cavs matchup with the Magic tonight. A little playoff rematch. A little playoff rematch with the team that took you seven games and pretty much, I mean, left you injured leading up to a series with the Celtics as well. Whether or not the Cavs have had enough experience in the playoffs to go to an NBA Finals. I think at some point, like, I tug back and forth on this between myself and the playoff experience question, because I think you're in a spot right now where if you're the Cavs, you've gone through sort of the trials of, okay, with this group and a lot of these guys, obviously Donovan has his own playoff experience, but you had the play-in game in a situation where you battled didn't come out into a good situation, but you played the Hawks, you lost that game. And then you obviously take another step up. You go, you play the Knicks, not a good spot. You look bad in that series. And then you go the next year, and I think you look better. But now, a completely different roster, completely different spot. And with Kenny Atkinson leading the squad, and you put yourself in a different range sort of yes, now the players themselves have had playoff experience, but with different leadership. And I think in some sports, like in the NFL, that might be a different story. I think your head coach plays a very large role in terms of, okay, have you been to the playoffs, having that experience, having him have that experience. But I think in the NBA, in a lot of ways, just changing over and keeping the guys, it's a lot more about being able to handle the moments and being able to handle the big moments. And we've come a long way since Jared Allen and the lights are too bright, just from a player aspect. And I think they've proven that across the regular season. I think they've gotten to those moments, and they even showed you last year moments where Evan Mobley in a game against the Celtics is going out and dropping 33 on a night where you're dealing with plenty of injuries between Jared Allen and having to be down Donovan Mitchell towards the end of that series. Like, yeah, that's where I need Mobley to step up, and he did. So I think as you go through and you have some of those moments late last year where, I mean, the series is pretty much done and dusted against Boston. Once you're down Jared, down Donovan, there weren't a lot of, I don't think there was anybody sitting there going, yeah, this team still really got a shot. It was, okay, we might be able to slip past and get a game here, and that's about where you draw the line. But you saw Evan do it. Evan has the playoff experience. He's walked into a game and now done more of what he's doing in the regular season on a consistent basis. I don't think I'm really scared about the playoff experience from this team because they've gone through it. I think they've experienced the struggles. While, yes, not at an Eastern Conference Finals level, but even playing the Celtics last year on a stage just before that, I think is a very good experience to have just against the team that you expect to see in the Eastern Conference Finals this year. I think that almost takes it up a notch. It takes it up a notch to have seen the Celtics in a championship year and have gone through having to lose to them. And I think that holds a little bit of weight. 216-474-0092. Let's go out, and I'm sure someone will have something to say about lights being too bright and something else. Let's talk to Mr. Buckley. What's going on, Mr. Buckley?
Hello, Jake is your name, correct?
Correct.
I'm here to congratulate you on your new position here. I'm used to talking to Spencer and Jonathan. Jonathan's absolutely dead to me. Spencer's on the ropes. So here's my take on the Cavs. Have you seen the movie Gladiator?
I have seen the movie Gladiator, actually just very recently.
The time for honoring yourself will soon be at an end. The Cavs are not built for the playoffs. This team has playoff experience, and they've been bullied in the playoffs by every team they face, win or lose the series. They got bullied by the Magic. They lost a 40-point game to the Magic in the playoffs.
I'm with you there. Bullied. No, they definitely got bullied in that series. Like, I mean, in a series that they win, they get bullied in a game-to-game series.
Right. So this regular season, you know, fool's gold, be it what it may. I'm not afraid of the Cavs at all in the playoffs. I'm a Knicks fan. No. I'm not afraid of the Cavs at all in the playoffs. I don't think any team. You know, the Pacers maybe. I believe that the Bucks, the Knicks, the Magic, the Celtics can all take care of the Cavs in the playoffs. You need superstars to carry in the playoffs. This rotation's not going 10 in the playoffs. It's going to shrink to 6 or 7. You have a bunch of role players and a mid-level star. You don't have anybody in the top 20 in scoring in the NBA, the top 20 in rebounding in the NBA. Evan Mobley is a nice player, but he's not a star. Let's cool the brakes on that. He's 18-9. So let's get it right. Franz Wagner is a better player than Evan Mobley.
I draw the line there. Absolutely not. Well, Franz Wagner, very good. Very good. Not a better player than Evan Mobley. I draw the line on that part.
Wait a minute. He's not a better offensive player than Evan Mobley?
A better offensive player for sure. Better overall player, not a chance.
Better overall player. 25-8 is better than 18-9.
Oh, those are both offensive numbers, offensively driven numbers. Rebounds obviously play a factor defensively. Okay. Pull up the block numbers. Pull up the defensive efficiency numbers. Evan Mobley is going to be defensive player of the year while averaging almost 19 points a game.
He's not defensive player of the year. Jaren Jackson is. Let's be honest.
Jaren Jackson just had an abysmal showing against Evan Mobley on Sunday.
Evan Mobley is not the best defensive player in the league. This is what I'm talking about with Cavs fans. You have to cool the brakes. I've heard some ridiculous, preposterous takes. Like Evan Mobley is going to be a top 3 player in the league. This team's going to win multiple championships. Listen, you're having a nice regular season. I've heard it on this station. You're having a nice regular season. It's over in the first round. Remember the Dallas Mavericks, 67 wins out in the first round. Is this team better than the Mavericks that won 67 games? Is this team better than the Bucks that won 60 games or were knocked in the first round? No. Every time the Cavs have won 60 games in a regular season, what happened? first round exit. Thank you very much. No, not first round. Semis. They got knocked out in the semis. So keep rooting for that 60 wins in the regular season and getting your mid-level star and a bunch of role players knocked out, because it's not happening in the playoffs.
I mean, Mr. Buckley, listen, I always appreciate the call. Just to let you know, when Dom Thibodeau rolls around and you were missing two of your stars in the playoffs, I would very much appreciate. I will never have to see you because you're going to be in the three.
I don't make excuses. Who's ever on the floor is on the floor. I don't make excuses. Whoever's on the floor is on the floor, and that's what happens in the playoffs.
Well, I'll very much enjoy our time when we're past the Knicks, and I appreciate the call again. I'll very much enjoy our time when we survive past the Knicks in the NBA playoffs, because that's a guarantee to happen, because Tom Thibodeau will run the team into the ground, playing people 40 minutes a game, and that's what happens. Listen, I mean, is it comes from Mr. Buckley's someone who I think just enjoys putting the Cavs down, and... If people are saying Evan Mobley's a top three player right now, that is preposterous. If people are saying this team is set up to win multiple titles right now, also preposterous before they win their first. I don't know that this team's set up to win a title this year. I'd like to think so, but I don't know that for a fact. But no, the New York Knicks, the Cavs are not getting first round. The New York Knicks are not there. And as it comes to the rotation and the way that this team's going to play, I think that, yeah, you're definitely not seeing this team shrink down to six or seven. You said, Kenny Atkins said he's going to keep it at the 10 level of playing 10 guys a night. I don't know that that's realistic. Eight might be a little bit more realistic of guys who are playing significant minutes. Cavs are set up very well to do so. The bench is very good. And there's just, I mean, Evan Mobley, worse than Franz Wagner. I'm tempted to open a sports betting app as we speak and just take the over at basically every category for Evan Mobley over Franz tonight. I really am. Just to prove a point. I'm at that point. I mean, we'll react to the Cavs when they wrap up. And we'll definitely be at a spot where I'm taking a look between those two to prove a point to Mr. Buckley once again. Because not even close. Franz Wagner, in totality, is three-quarters of the player that Evan Mobley is right now. And that might be being generous. And I like Franz a lot. Very good player. Just not in the same conversation. Cavs are going to get first round. Cavs are going to get first rounded. It's just a different team. And this goes back to my point where I'm asking at 216-474-0092 whether or not the Cavs have had enough playoff experience to win an NBA Finals. It goes back to my point of you can draw about this team. They've been bullied when they've been in the playoffs. This team's had no offensive identity when they've been in the playoffs. They've had no grit. They were too nice. I think you're looking at a change of mentality from a team entirely. From an offensive perspective, you don't have to go through the idea of getting bullied. This is a team who has been playing, I think, a lot harder inside. You've seen Evan Mobley take steps definitely above the rim. It's just massive upgrades. Jared Allen has taken a step away from what was the lights are too bright into broken ribs and everybody mad at him to everybody having dropped that, I think, completely forgetting that aspect of the conversation when it relates to Jared Allen. Because this team's 47-10. Fool's gold in the regular season is one thing. A lot of teams can find fool's gold in the regular season. And there's teams, and Mr. Buckley brings up an example of a Dallas Mavericks team that wins 60-plus games, gets first-rounded. Yes, that happens. That's not going to happen to this Cavs team. Take a look at the NBA standings and tell me what team right now that you would genuinely be scared of that has a chance to drop down into a potential 8 seed. And we'll leave it at 8 because you're 6 games ahead of the Celtics. I don't think you're probably dropping down there. If you want to go to the 7, okay. Realistically, you're looking at the Magic, Hawks, Heat, Bulls, Nets. If you want to toss the Sixers in there and be ever so kind, I'll let you do that, even though they're sitting at the 12 seed right now and 2.5 games out of the 10 seed. None of those teams scare me. In a first round, those teams don't scare me. I'm not worried about this team getting past the first round. In all honesty, in a lot of ways, I'm probably not scared about this team getting past the second round. If you go up in a matchup with the Milwaukee Bucks, I'm not saying you're not going to have a good series on your hand. I think you walk past that team pretty comfortably. I think you might get to 6 games, but I think you take care of business in that series. In a lot of ways where Cavs fans feel right now that they have their eyes set on an Eastern Conference Finals. And you're almost just bypassing the playoffs, which I might not agree with. I'll definitely be locked in. Maybe the first round I'll give them a bypass on. I'll say you should take care of business there, and I'm not worried about it. As soon as you get to round two, yeah, I'm sitting there in an Eastern Conference semis, I would be worried about the Bucks. I would be going into that series looking at them saying, I expect the Cavs to take care of business, but I'm not just overlooking the Bucks. Right? If it flip-flopped and somehow the Knicks fell into the four, I'm doing the same thing. Cavs will take care of the Knicks. I'm not afraid of that. I'm not just looking past them either. You have to handle business to that series first. In the entire Eastern Conference, to look at the Cavs and the way they've played this year, and to tell me that that team has found fool's gold would be wild. Absolute blasphemy from top to bottom, to be honest. This team has played out of their mind, and you've gotten it from the stars, from your top-tier players. This hasn't been the emergence of random guys stepping up that you never expected to be there. This has been the result of a team playing together for several years on end and now being in a spot where they feel very comfortable. Very comfortable and taking care of business with the top guys. Darius Garland's taking a massive step up. Evan Mobley's taking a massive step up. Same, Donovan still playing at an elite level. Your only odd star who sort of came through in a series like this, or in a season like this, is Ty Jerome. A guy that you didn't expect to be there, and now is in candidacy for a sixth man of the year. It's the only guy out of the norm. It blows my brain that people around the league don't give this team the respect they deserve. If you ask me if this team has enough playoff experience to win an NBA Finals, hands down, I would say yes. They've gone through it. If you got into two playoff series and lost, that feels like enough. If you're telling me the OKC Thunder have a chance to come out of the West and make an NBA Finals, and that team has the experience, then the Cavs have the experience. The Cavs have been there. They know a sort of recipe to lay out to play the Boston Celtics. There's film to go back and watch in that series, even with a different mentality, different offensive scheme, and a different coaching staff. Yeah, that's a series that I feel confident in the Cavs going in and having a real shot at. Having a real game in the Eastern Conference Finals and being able to advance. And if you pair them against anybody in the West, same thing, you got a chance. You have more than a chance. I'm giving you the favorite. The Cavs, the disrespect just continues to fly high with a team that is playing out of their minds. All right, 216-474-0092 if you want to squeeze in any thoughts on that. When we come back here in about 5 minutes, quarterback big board, we add former Brown, Jacoby Brissett, to the list. A whole lot more coming up, including what Andrew Berry had to say from the Combine. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on 92.3 The Fan. Jake Volnick with you guys here on The Fan. And I want to take a look at social media reactions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Mike D chiming in. It sounds like the caller was referencing another show that was saying the only thing that could top the 16 championship team was the current team winning multiple championships. They didn't say they would do it. Yeah, I think Mr. Buckley, I don't know where that one came from, to be honest. I don't know. I don't think I've heard anybody, and I listen to the station plenty, I don't think I've heard anybody mention this team winning multiple championships. I don't think I've gotten any of that talk. This Cavs team, multiple championship winners.
A lot of New York sports fans are kind of terrible at talking sports with their analysis, and I'm guessing it's probably because they grew up on, like, Mike Francesa.
Yeah, it's just like, just pull it in. Somebody,
bad takes
something.
On bad takes.
Yeah, this Cavs, people are just saying they're going to win championships. This team's going to be a championship contender for the next 35 years, and they're going to be 25 championships. Well, hold on, who said this?
Oh.
Somebody said it. All right, pump the brakes. Hold on. I don't know who said it. I don't think anybody did. I don't think we got to multiple championships. It's just a wild, just throw it out there. Also, top three. Did we get a top three conversation from Evan Mobley? I mean, maybe. That one I could see more because I know we talked about face of the league. I think we talked about a top 10, top five conversation here. Definitely did. I don't know that anybody went top three. I don't know. I don't know how many people are saying Evan Mobley top three. Definitely not right now. I don't think anybody had that conversation. Either way. Quarterback big board, as we always do, at 7:40. And if you want to check out the entire thing and where we stand right now, you can find the most recent ones that have been out so far at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C Jake on X. Today's subject, none other than former Browns quarterback Jacoby Brissett. This is an interesting one to me because in my own brain, I don't know, am I a Jacoby Brissett hater? I think more so than a lot of people in Cleveland. Like, I looked at Jacoby Brissett, and this quarterback board is going to be 36 players deep. And I thought to myself, do we put Jacoby Brissett on it? Then I looked around and realized I had Zach Wilson on it. And I was like, yeah, it'd probably be disrespectful. He at least deserves a nod to be in that conversation. But as we look at Jacoby Brissett again, formerly with the Browns, I think a lot of people do have sort of brown and orange colored glasses around Jacoby when they look at him. And as you get further and further removed from his time in Cleveland, all the way back now, 2022. So you're two full seasons out of it and now into the offseason of the next. I think you get less of this talk. I don't know how many people I've heard bring up Jacoby. It'll be used sparingly in arguments about like, oh, Stefanski even made it work with Jacoby Brissett. But I don't know that I hear people throwing out his name as anything more than that at this point. But I do. I think people look at it as like, oh, the time with Jacoby was just a positive. The time with Jacoby was not a positive. This team was very bad with Jacoby Brissett in a time where he probably shouldn't have been that bad. Again, you think back, 2022, he just went and got Deshaun. We weren't asking Jacoby to be the elite of the elite. We knew that wasn't likely going to happen, but I think you were in a spot where this team could be competitive. And with the right quarterback in there, if you take a one-year younger Joe Flacco, maybe, you could probably look at this team as knocking on the door of potentially making a playoffs when Deshaun got back. And we all know that would have been tragic and things wouldn't have went the way we wanted them to because Deshaun looked awful in 2022 for the limited time that he played. But yeah, like Jacoby was just not great when he was here. I mean, he held a record of 4-7, completed 64% of his pass, 12 touchdowns, 6 picks. Like, he was fine. He was okay. He, again, I think did sort of what you asked of him. Completed the short passes, but I just always think back to, I feel like every game in that season, and maybe I'm just having bad memory, but almost every game in that season that Jacoby played, we're talking hyperbole, came down to almost a late game scenario where I had to watch Jacoby Brissett in his 7 losses try to lead game-winning touchdown drives, and I was like, this is not going to go well, and I was proven right on just about every single one of them. It's like, yeah, no, that's about where I ended up to be and where I kind of expected them to finish it out. It was like, yeah, that's sort of what you expect to happen. Again, it felt like every single one of those games down the stretch ended up being sort of a nail biter. And you go back and look at the scores as I am right now. A lot of them did. They were like one score games. I mean, you walked into a big win against Cincinnati, a multiple score loss against the Patriots, a multiple score loss against the Dolphins, and everything else was practically within one score in the time that he played before Deshaun came back. Everything else was practically right there. But you just go through, and even this year, watching Jacoby play quarterback for a Patriots team that knew they were going to be bad, was banking on Drake May, this was some of the worst football that I think we've seen Jacoby play. More timid and less dynamic than we've ever seen him. It is horrendous. It was very bad to watch him go 1-4 with the New England Patriots, completing less than 60% of his passes, only throwing 2 touchdowns. The team had no life. I mean, they were stagnant. The offense was stagnant for the entire time through. And yes, that team also was in a spot where I think you look at them and say they have no weapons. Ramondre Stevenson's probably the best thing that they have there. Jalen Polk, the man who only drops passes, even though he says he has the best hands in the league as a wide receiver. Not a good place to be. Like, you scored 3 points against the Jets. You went on a stretch, 3 straight weeks, 3-13-10. And that's practically how the experiment with Jacoby Brissett ended. You came out with a wild win against the Bengals week 1, a close overtime loss against the Seahawks, and then got less than 2 touchdowns against the Jets, 49ers, and Dolphins. Everybody wants to remember the time with Jacoby as a good time. I remember it as a time where I was watching poor quarterback play on a team that I had a lot of high hopes for, but we were just waiting around for Deshaun Watson. So nobody really cared ultimately how the season was going. You wanted to be in the playoffs. You wanted that hope. But when you sat there and watched the offense not play particularly well, and you watched this team lose a few games, you're like, ah, well, Deshaun's not here. And at that point, that was an acceptable excuse. You could get away with that one, but just not anymore. And you're not getting away with playing Jacoby Brissett headed into his age 33 season and actually going in with an idea you're doing anything else other than trying to lose games. There's a reason that the Patriots moved on from him after just five games. And that was a team, I think, even in a worse spot than the Browns are right now. They understood that it was going to be a bad year. Browns fans aren't willing to accept that. I'm certainly not willing to accept that in the current state that they're in. So yeah, Jacoby, I think if you brought him in as a backup, knowing he's a backup, it's one thing. I think if you bring him in as a veteran of bridging a couple of games into a rookie quarterback like New England did, I think you get away with being that kind of guy. I think if you bring him in for anything more, and right now is the Browns, anybody that I bring in needs to have the optionality to start. It's just, you're wasting your time. Jacoby Brissett's not going to be that guy, and he certainly isn't. So I look at Jacoby, and I think the cons outweigh the positives massively, and I'm not going to look with brown and orange-colored glasses. I put Jacoby Brissett in not very favorable positions as we take a look at it. He got an okay nod. He got placed at number 19. Number 19. You put him ahead of a couple of guys like a Carson Wentz, Dylan Gabriel, a Joe Flacco. I think I'd rather have him than the 40-year-old Joe Flacco at this point, yes. But overall, you're not getting much out of Jacoby. He's one of the last options I would want to turn to. Again, if you want to check out the entire board, at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C Jake. I'll be posted here in a few minutes. In the meantime, 216-474-0092. Jeffrey wanted to get his thoughts off on Jacoby Brissett. Jeffrey, what's going on?
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Yeah, Jacoby Brissett, I mean, I wouldn't bring him on now, but when we had him, he was doing pretty good. He was a victim of play calling, I would say. And if I do recall, there was about at least three games where we lost by less than a field goal. And those were games when Stefanski was going for it on fourth down all the time, like fourth and three, fourth and two, when we could have kicked a field goal and had those 3 points. So it didn't matter who our quarterback is. The play calling was really bad that year.
Yeah, I mean, you walked into it definitely a few games, and Jeffrey, I appreciate the call. You walked into a few games there. I mean, again, I brought up the Jets. You lost 31-30, a one-score game. Week 4 against the Falcons, a 3-point game. Week 7 against the Ravens, a 3-point game. Like, you played a lot of close games in the early part of that year that, yes, could have swung the other way. But I think ultimately, like, I don't know that I chalk it up to Jacoby being in a bad play calling situation from a quarterback or from a head coach, excuse me, who was just like inches away from getting past the Kansas City Chiefs with Baker Mayfield. And obviously that wasn't good enough. Now Jacoby played a couple of good games. He went through 22-27, 258 against the Ravens in their one loss or one score loss. But it didn't really matter. Like, Lamar played one of the worst games of the season. The defense backed him up entirely. Jacoby did not throw for a touchdown in that game. Didn't throw for a pick. He took care of the football as we expected him to. But didn't throw for a touchdown. The offense, again, was stagnant, heavily reliant on both the defense and the run game to get something going. And overall, you just can't continue to rely on that. Like, you can't continue to have that mindset going into a year like this. Right? If I'm looking for Jacoby Brissett to be great right now, it's definitely not going to be in a situation where I'm staring at this team and saying Jacoby Brissett was great because he completed a lot of his passes, but only threw 12 touchdowns across 11 games, right? That's never good enough. He was consistent. He's a good backup. He is. Jacoby Brissett's a good backup in the league because if you're putting himself into a situation where you say, I just need you to get by and I need you to put this team in a position to be able to win games and not turn the ball over, much like the Browns could have used last year, Jacoby was a great guy. Right, if you wanted the opposite of Jameis Winston, it's probably Jacoby Brissett. He's not going to make great plays, but he's not going to turn it over. And that's why he falls at 19. He's a backup quarterback. He's nothing more. We know that at age 33, that's all he's ever really been in his career, and that's fine. He's made a good living out of it, so he'll stay right there. 216-474-0092. As we move through the show tonight and we head into the final 3 hours, we have to get into what Andrew Berry had to say at the podium today and as well into his sidebar. A lot coming out of his mouth, a lot going into what the conversation was today, including just how deeply dug in are the Browns when it comes to not trading Myles Garrett. Is it as deep as they say? You can also get me on X at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C Jake, so we can get to our social media reactions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Let's hear what Andrew Berry has to say when we come back in about 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.